Ayrım 11.
Tide is long and breath is deep and keen the mountain air. Come back to me, come back to me and say my land is fair. Good morning, Merry and Pippin.
Good morning, Treebeard. What's happening?
We're off to the Entmoot.
What's an Entmoot, Treebeard?
Entmoot is a gathering of Ents, Pippin, which does not happen very often nowadays.
But why are the Ents gathering?
Why? To decide what to do, of course, though it will take several days.
What will they decide, do you think?
Well, now we shall have to see, shan't we? But come, up you get onto my arms. We must away, if we're to be there before noon. When winter comes, the winter wild that hill and wood shall slay. When trees shall fall and starless night devour the sunless day. When wind is in the deadly east, then in the bitter rain.
Carrying the hobbits in his arms, Treebeard strode away southwards into deep groves, where the trees were larger, taller, and thicker than any that the hobbits had ever seen before. And as they went, it seemed to Merry and Pippin that they alone were now left of the whole fellowship of the ring. But away in the east, Frodo and Sam were struggling on towards perils of their own.
You know, Sam, I'm sure we've been here before.
You're right, Mr. Frodo. We must have gone round in a circle again.
Oh, we'll never get up this cliff.
What a fix. That's the one place in all the lands we've ever heard of that we don't want to see any closer. That's the one place we're trying to get to. And it's just where we can't get nowhere. We've come the wrong way altogether. We can't get down. If we did get down, we'd find all that green land a nasty bog, I'll warrant. Can you smell it?
Yes, I can.
And what's that? Flickering red, way over there.
Mordor. And I must go there. Quickly and make an end of all this. Well, Sam, we can't stay here, fix or no fix. We must find a more sheltered spot and camp. Perhaps another day will show us another path.
Or another, and another, and another. Or maybe no day. We've come the wrong way.
I wonder. It's my doom, I think, to go to that shadow yonder, so that a way will be found. But will good or evil show it to me? I wish we could get away from these hills, Sam. I hate them. I feel all naked with nothing but the dead flats between me and that shadow yonder. There's an eye in it. Come on, Sam. We've got to get down today, somehow.
I don't see how, Mr. Frodo.
There's nothing for it but to scramble down this gully, Sam. Let's see what it leads to.
A nasty drop, I'll bet.
Look, it's much lower here than it was, and it looks easier, too.
Easier? Well, I suppose it's always easier getting down than up. Those as can't fly can jump.
It'll still be a big jump. No, there's nothing we can do without rope.
Rope? Well, if I don't deserve to be hung on the end of one as a warning to numbskulls.
What?
Well, you're no but a ninny on this side, Danny. I carried it all the way from Lothlorien, and I'd clean forgotten it.
Then get busy and make it fast for that stump, Sam.
Sir.
If we're going to try and get down, we'd better try at once. It's getting dark early. I think there's a storm coming.
Right. I'm going first, Mr. Fuller.
You? But I thought you didn't like heights.
Well, I don't. But it's only sense to put the one lowest as is most likely to slip. I don't want to come down atop of you. There's no sense in killing two with one fall.
All right, sir. I'll lower you. And you need do no more than put your weight on some of the ledges.
Very well. If it must be, let's get it over with.
There. Well, we've done it. We escaped from the Ainmoil. And now, what next, I wonder? Oh, maybe we shall soon be sighing for good hard rock under our feet again.
Oh, ninnyhoppers!
What?
Noodles!
What is it now, Sam?
My beautiful rope.
Huh?
Well, there it is up there, tied to a stump, and we're at the bottom. Just as nice a stair for that slinking golem as we could leave. I thought it seemed a bit too easy.
How could we have both used the rope and yet brought it down with us?
I can't think of any way. But I don't like leaving it, and that's a fact. It goes hard parting with anything brought out of Elf Country. Made by Galadriel herself, too, maybe. Oh, well. Farewell, rope. Namarie.
Sam, it's come undone. Who tied that knot? It's a good thing it held as long as it did.
I put as fast a hitch over that stump as anyone could have done, in the Shire or out of it.
Then the rope must have broken. Afraid on the rock edge, I expect.
I bet it didn't. Nor it hasn't neither, see? Not a strand.
Then I'm afraid it must have been the knot.
Well, have it your own way, Mr. Frodo. But I think the rope come off itself. When I called. You see, I may not be much good at climbing, but I do know something about...
What was that?
It sounded like a black rider, but one up in the air, if they could fly.
Frodo and Sam huddled mournfully together in the cold, stony night. While down the face of a precipice, sheer and almost smooth, it seemed, in the moonlight, a black shape was moving with its thin limbs splayed out. It was coming down head first, as if it was smelling its way.
What's that? Look, Sam, over there, on the cliff. It's that golem. That's what it is. Snakes and adders, look at him. He's like a nasty, crawling spider on a wall. Do you think he can see us, Mr. Frodo? I don't know, but I think not. But perhaps he can smell us.
Well, I'm sick of him sneaking about after us. He's come once too often for me, and I'm going to have a word with him if I can. I don't suppose we could give him the slip now anyway.
Careful. Don't alarm him. He's much more dangerous than he looks.
It doesn't sound as if he knows we're here, does it? But what's this precious? Does he mean the rich?
He's getting near now.
Careful, precious, or you'll slip. Look out!
He's fallen.
I'll have him!
Let go, Gollum! This is Sting! You saw this blade once before when Bilbo carried it. Now I carry it. And if you don't let go of Sam, you will feel it. Do you hear me, Gollum? Let go or I'll cut your throat.
They won't hurt us, will they? Nice little hobbitses. We didn't mean harm if they jumped on us. Jumps on us. Like cats and poor mice if they did, precious. And we're so lonely. Go and we'll be nice to them. Very nice. Very nice to us.
Well, what's to be done with it?
Tie it up so it can't come sneaking up.
Kill us, kill us, kill us.
No. If we kill him, we must kill him outright. What a pity Bilbo did not kill Gollum.
Pity? It was pity that stayed his hand.
I'm sorry, but I am frightened. And I do not feel any pity for Gollum.
You must understand that Gollum is bound up with the fate of the ring. My heart tells me that he may yet have some part to play, for good or ill. And when it comes, the pity of Bilbo may rule the fate of many. Yours not least.
Very well. I am afraid, but I will not touch the creature. For now that I see him, I do pity him.
Yes, wretched, precious. Hobbits won't kill us. Nice hobbits, these.
No, they won't. But we won't let you go, either. You're full of wickedness and mischief, Gollum. You will have to come with us so that we can keep an eye on you. But you must help us if you can. One good turn deserves another.
Yes, indeed, nice habits, yes. We will come with them, find them safe paths in the dark, we will. Where are they going, these cold, hard lands? We wonder. Yes, we wonder.
You know that, or guess well enough. Smeagol.
Yes.
We are going to Mordor, of course. And you know the way there, I believe.
Yes. We guessed. Yes, we guessed. Yes, didn't we? Yes, and we didn't want them to go, did we? No, precious. Not the nice hobbits. Yes. Ashes and dust and thirst there is. And pits, and ox. Thousands of oxes. Yes, nice hobbits mustn't go to those places.
You have been there, and you're being drawn back there, aren't you?
Yes! No! Once by accident it was, wasn't it, precious? Yes, by accident, but we won't go back now. No! We won't! Not for years!
That doesn't mean us, does he, Mr. Frodo?
No, Sam. I don't think he does.
Oh, don't look at us. Come away. Go to sleep.
He will not go away. Or go to sleep at your command, Smeagol. But if you really wish to be free of him again, then you must help me. And that, I fear, means finding a path towards him. But you need not go all the way. Not beyond the gates of his land.
He's over there. Always there. Oxes will take you. Take you all the way. Easy to find oxes east of the river. Don't ask Smeagol. Poor Smeagol. He went away long ago. They took his precious. And his last breath.
Get up. Now, can you find a path easier by day or by night? We're tired. But if you choose the night, we'll start now.
The big lights in the sky hurts our eyes, they do. We don't go looking for paths under the white face, do we, precious? No, not yet. It'll go behind the hills. Yes. Rest a bit first. Nice hobbits.
Then sit down. And don't move.
Yes. We won't move. We precious. No. We won't move. We won't.
Slowly the moon went by. Shadows fell down from the hills and all grew dark before them. Suddenly, straight off the ground with a jump like a frog, Gollum bounded forward into the darkness.
Oh, no, you!
I think your rope might prove useful again, Sam.
Right on, Mr. Frodo. Nasty, treacherous creature. It's round your neck, this rope ought to go. And in a tight nose, too. Come on, nasty.
We want him to walk, so tie one end to his ankle and keep a grip on the other end.
Now, right now, Mr. Gollum. This'll put pay to your sneaking. What's the matter with you? If you will try to run away, you must be tied. We don't wish to hurt you. But the rope's not that tight.
It's hurt us! It freezes! It bites! Isn't it? Curse him! Take it off! It hurts us!
No! I will not take it off you! Not unless... Not unless there's any promise you can make that I can
trust. Let's do what he wants! Yes, we'll swear anything! Yes, it hurts us!
Where?
Smeagol!
On the precious? How dare you? Think! One ring to rule them all, and in the darkness bind them. Would you commit your promise to that, Smeagol? It will hold you, but it is more treacherous than you are. It may twist your words, so beware.
On the precious.
On the precious. And what would you swear?
Oh, to be very good.
Very good.
Smeagol will swear never to let him have it. Never, Smeagol will save it. But he must swear on the precious.
No! Yes. Not on it, All you wish is to see it and to touch it if you can, though you know it would drive you mad. No, not on it. Swear by it if you will, for you know where it is. Don't you?
Yes, 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 master.
Yes, you know, Smeagol.
Yes, 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 master. Yes.
It is before you. Yes. Now, speak your promise.
We promise. Yes.
I promise. I will save the master of the precious.
Good master.
Smeagol.
Take the rope off, Sam.
Well, if you say so, Mr. Burrow.
Ah, good hobbits. Kind hobbits. So kind to poor Smeagol. Yes, yes, yes. Off we go. Off we go. There's only one way across between the north end and the south end of the island. That is. Horses don't use it. Horses don't know it. Horses don't cross the marshes. They go round for miles and miles. Very lucky you came this way. Very lucky you found Smeagol. Yes, follow Smeagol. Follow Smeagol.
As Frodo and Sam followed their dangerous guide, Aragorn and his companions came at last to the dark eaves of Fangorn Forest and began their search for Merry and Pippin.
I do not like the look of this forest, Legolas. I wish the search had led anywhere else.
I don't think the wood feels evil, Gimli. There is no malice near us, but there is watchfulness and anger. There is something happening inside, or going to happen. Don't you feel the tenseness? It takes my breath.
I feel the air is stuffy. It feels musty and shabby.
Look.
Look at what?
Shh. There. The trees. An old man.
Yes. Yes, I see him.
Who can it be?
It is Saruman. Remember the words of Éomer? He walks here and there as an old man, hooded and cloaked. Your bow, Legolas, get it ready. It is Saruman.
Well met indeed, my friend.
Now, stop him, Legolas, or he will put a spell on us.
Put away that bow, Master Elf, and you, Master Dwarf. Pray take your hand from your axe haft.
Might we know your name?
As for my name... Have you not guessed it already? You have heard it before, I think, yes, you have heard it before.
I, Saruman!
No! You need not raise sword or bow or axe against me.
Mithrandir. Mithrandir.
Well met. I say to you again.
Gandalf! Beyond all hope you return to us in our need. What veil was over my sight?
Gandalf! You are all in white.
Yes, Gimli. I am no longer Gandalf the Grey. I am Gandalf the White now.
But what befell you in Moria?
Yes. Tell us how you fared with the Balrog.
Name him not. Long time I fell. Long I fell, and he fell with me. We fought far under the living earth where time is not counted. Ever he clutched me, and ever I hewed him, till at last we came to the endless stair. Then, from lowest dungeon to highest peak we climbed, ascending in unbroken spiral in many thousand steps, until on Durin's tower I threw down my enemy, and he fell from the high place and broke the mountainside, where he smote it in his ruin. Then darkness took me, and naked I lay upon the hard horn of the world, and each day was as long as a life age of the earth. And so at last Gwaihir the Windlord found me again, and he took me up and bore me to Carras Galadthon, where I found you but lately gone. Healing I found there, and there I was clothed in white. But come now, time is short. War is upon us, a war in which only the use of the ring could give us surety of victory, and the ring has gone beyond our reach. We can no longer be tempted to use it. But neither can we hope to help the one that bears it.
Then you have news of Frodo. How go things with him?
I cannot say. Many perils lie still before him. But now, Aragorn, son of Arathorn, You must go to Edoras and seek out Theoden in his hall, for you are needed there.
But the hobbits?
Yes, we've come far to seek them. What of them?
They are safe with Treebeard and the Ents.
The Ents? Then there is truth in the old legends about the giant shepherds of the trees.
Yes, and Merry and Pippin's coming to Fangorn was like the falling of small stones that starts an avalanche in the mountains. Even as we talk, I hear the first rumbling. Saruman had best not be caught away from home when the dam bursts.
In one thing you have not changed. You still speak in riddles.
In riddles? No, for I was talking aloud to myself. It's a habit of the old. And now to Edoras. We have spent all the time that is allowed to a meeting of parted friends. Now there is need of haste.
Quickly they made their way back through the forest, and they spoke no more until they stood again upon the grass beyond the eaves of Fangorn.
I have never seen a horse the like of this before.
Nor will you again. That is Shadowfax. Does he not shine like silver and run as smoothly as a swift stream? He has come for me.
The Dark Lord has 9 riders, but we have 1 mightier than they, the White Rider.
Gandalf the White I am, but Black is mightier still. You are wise and swift, Shadowfax. Far let us ride now together and part not in this world again. Come, my companions, we ride. We ride to battle and war. Ride on!
In episode 6 of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, adapted by Brian Sibley, the part of Frodo was played by Ian Holm, Gandalf by Michael Horden, and Aragorn by Robert Stevens. Sam, William Nye. Gollum, Peter Woodthorpe. Boromir, Michael Graham Cox. Gimli, Douglas Livingstone. Legolas, David Collins. Merry, Richard O'Callaghan. Pippin, John McAndrew. Treebeard, Stephen Thorne. Éomer, Anthony Hyde. Éowthain, John Livesey. Ugluk, Brian Haynes. Snaga, Gordon Reed. The narrator was Gerard Murphy. The music was composed and conducted by Stephen Oliver. The directors were Jane Morgan and Penny Lester.